America and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 11, it's midnight in New Zealand as it brings in 2026. Australia won't be far behind, with crowds gathering at Sydney Harbour for the fireworks. The country's Prime Minister centred his New Year message on resilience following the killings of 15 people in an anti-Semitic terror attack on Bondi Beach. Joel Burney is from the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council.
When the fireworks are about to go off in all of the cities on the East Coast, and you'll see the beautiful pictures out of Sydney, Sydney as a city will not be the same because of the scale and the impact of the attack.
There's anger. Some London viewpoints have been shut off for tonight's ticketed event. Eurostar is planning to run a full service despite customers being stranded overnight in the Channel Tunnel. Yesterday's power failure brought the network to a standstill, with possible cancellations again today. And now, in other news today, more than £270,000 has been raised for a police officer who lost his partner and two children in a Boxing Day house fire in Gloucestershire. He tried to save his family by smashing through a window. Boxing stars, including Amir Khan, are wishing Anthony Joshua a speedy recovery after a crash in Nigeria killed two of his close friends. Sina Ghami and Latif Ayodele were fellow passengers when their Lexus hit a truck. Adam Mamola, Joshua's the star's great uncle.
Definitely, it was a shock for us. So, he has been coming, at least he comes not less than 3-4 times in a year. So, that was not the first time of his coming home. So, he comes regularly.
Analysis of NHS data in England suggests more than 2 million people who went to A&E last year seemingly had nothing wrong with them. More than 500,000 patients walked out before a first diagnosis was made. And Isaiah Whitlock Jr., who was best known for his role on The Wire, has died at the age of 71. That's the latest. I'm Leisha McKenna.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Thames Valley Police have said they have arrested a man from Tame in connection with an alleged sex offence. The 23-year-old was arrested on Tuesday on suspicion of sexual offences and harassment in the town. There are no details about the nature of the offence, nor any details about a victim. The force said the man was being held in police custody. Martin Tett, the former leader of Buckinghamshire Council, is among a number of people from the county to be recognised in the New Year Honours List. Mr Tett was given a CBE for political and public service. He said it had been an honour to represent the wonderful people of Buckinghamshire for over 20 years.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Clear skies with plenty of wintry sunshine, a gentle breeze and highs of 4 degrees Celsius this afternoon. Feeling very chilly overnight for your New Year's Eve celebrations, with a widespread frost expected. I'm Anne Robinson. Happy New Year to you. And for more local news, click on news in the media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2. It's the Mid-Morning Show with Howard Bond.
Red Kite Radio.
Tell all the boys. Kite Radio plays another 80s classic.
We are on hour two of the mid-morning show on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. Stand by for another hour of classic hits, what's on information for Tame Haddam and the Villages, and continuing our big quiz of 2025, testing you on your memory of events taking place in the year that is just about to end. We've got three more for you in the next few minutes. Started off in the 70s with a generous helping of the Philadelphia soul sound, courtesy of the OJs, Love Train, your 80s classic, 83, Crawley's Finest, The Cure, and Love Cats. Well, we're heading back to the 60s for that song by Chuck Berry about the newlyweds who, they've got a coolerator full of ginger beer and they've got a hi-fi phono blasting out some great tunes on 10. Yeah, can't be bad. Yes, it's that one. It's Chuck Berry and You Never Can Tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They
finished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, the culture show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, the culture show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up chitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks, the culture show you never can tell. That Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
The Mid-Morning Show with Howard Bond on Red Kite Radio.
Up on the roof, up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Kiss in Haddam and Elswick, 107.2 Red Kite Radio. We just heard a song with a bit of pedigree. It was a hit in the 60s for, let me think, Kenny Lynch and Julie Grantz. Yes, back in the early 60s, but we were in 1995, UK number one for Robson and Jerome, and it was Up on the Roof. Well, time for another three quiz questions. Our big quiz of 2025. Got another three for you. Let's see how you do with these. Starting off with something that happened on the 1st of June. The sale of what item was banned in the UK on the 1st of June? Okay. What was banned in the UK on the 1st of June? Then Oasis. Yes, Oasis began their 5-month reunion tour on the 4th of July. Where? Where was that first gig, that famous first gig for Oasis on the 4th of July? And finally, which band played a farewell concert at Villa Park on the 5th of July, raising a staggering £140 million for local charities? Amazing, yeah. We want to know the name of the band that played that wonderful gig at Villa Park on the 5th of July. We'll have the answers to those three questions in our big quiz of 2025 before our news and weather at 12 midday. We're going to be back very soon with Scotland's finest, Lewis Capaldi. His EP is called Survive. We've got a track from that called The Day That I Die.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do. Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844-290-899.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they've got a hell of a band.
I'm Mark Stafford, and I'll be paying tribute to the stars of music who left us in 2025. Stars like Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne and John Osbourne is two different people. To be Ozzy, 24 hours a day is kind of heavy, you know.
Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Chuck Berry influenced me to write rock and roll melodies. Phil Spector taught me how to produce.
Marianne Faithfull.
I was really wild. I had very, very liberal, free-minded parents.
And many more. Please join me for Rock and Roll Heaven 2025 right here on this station as we send the year on its way into rock and roll history.
Don't miss Rock and Roll Heaven 2025 on Wednesday the 31st of December from 1 p.m. here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
On the day that I die, tell my mother I was smiling, 'cause I know that she'll be crying. Rivers wide, tell my friends that it's alright, and say I'm sorry that I never text or called or wrote more letters. Should've tried. Let 'em know it ain't goodbye, 'cause every door and every dome, you know I'm only ever on the other side. So don't cry, don't cry. On the day that I leave, I hope the memories find you happy, and my daddy too mad at me, to say the least. Pray my sister gets to sleep. I wish I could have said it better, but all those times we had together meant to me. But don't cry, don't cry. On the day that I die.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Or Don't You Just Love a Big Finish? Yeah, 1987. For the Pet Shop Boys and It's a Sin. Lockdale's auctioneers and valuers are holding a free valuation roadshow in Haddon Village Hall. It's on Wednesday the 7th of January between 5 and 7:30pm. Last entries at 7. They'll be valuing coins and banknotes, watches and jewellery, toys and pictures, gold and silver, ceramics and collectibles. Valuations are free with no obligation advice. It's all at Haddon Village Hall, Wednesday the 7th of January. It's on from 5 till 7:30pm. You are listening to 107.2 Red Kite Radio. We are playing in Kingsey, Ilmer and Towersey. It's Hogmanay. It's New Year's Eve, the last day of 2025. We're heading back to 1974 for the lady who, for a while at least, was Mrs. Stevie Wonder. Her name's Cy Rita, and this is Spinning and Spinning.